And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxo. We're broadcasting live in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here in Point Loma next to Fisherman's Landing, and we have a great show for you today. Sean and Kristen from Fisherman's Processing, we're going to be talking about food. Yeah, eating. A lot of people are eating at home, and they're going to give you some great ideas on how to prepare all that fish that's in your freezer and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, what a perfect timing to have Sean and Kristen in the studio this morning. Perfect. This is going to be a great show.
Yes, indeed. It's going to be a lot of fun. Good morning, Sean and Kristen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, we have our small but intimate headquarters here. But we are social distance, yeah. So don't worry about it. We are plenty social distance away. We've got our 6 feet going, as everybody should abide by the rules here. But, wow. Let's talk about food.
Oh, huh? Yeah, good timing, Dad.
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't want to eat?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, and Sean called me and he said, I've got an idea for a show. I said, we're done. This is a great idea. So this is all Sean and Kristen's brainchild to talk about eating, right?
And the idea is to make easy that anybody can cook food, not you know, real difficult food, you know, with complex recipes, but something very simple and easy to make that's very delicious, and you can vary your menu on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. So are you talking about fish or beef, chicken? Yes, all of them.
Yes, all of the above.
Yeah. Vegetarian, whatever.
Throw exactly. in some pasta and you're good.
Yeah, okay. All right. So What are you guys doing at Fisherman's? I know Royal Polaris just came in with a great haul. You guys have been busy, but you guys have been cutting fish, right?
Well, the Royal Polaris definitely brought in a nice load of fish from their 18-day trip. That was surreal, seeing them back in after being gone for 18 days and everything that had changed while they were out.
We were talking about that, like how strange for those guys. You know, they left before, you know, it really hit the fan, and all of a sudden, you know, they came back 2 weeks later, and it went from, you know, in the beginning of this thing, there was, you know, oh my gosh, we might have to, you know, we might have to close some things down, or we might have to go out and rush and go buy toilet paper. Like, those guys missed all of that, and all of a sudden they came back to a different world. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was funny because we were all, you know, we had our masks on and we had gloves and we were all suited up. We thought about it. We were protecting them.
Yeah.
We thought.
Yeah, they were in the best place.
They were in great shape. They were isolated for 18 days. And
yeah.
So they came, they were scared of us. And we did it all right. We had social distancing going on, and everybody was in our masks while they cut their fish, so their fish were, you know, kept nice and protected. For the most part, they just wanted to get home, is what it seemed like. They just wanted to get on home, but it was a little bit different.
That's wild,
no doubt about that. But so, what are we cooking? What's kind of the buzz at Fisherman's Processing right now, Kristen?
Well, we've been busy making videos. You know, last night we actually released Sean doing beef jerky on your Traeger.
No way, really?
So it's a nice little, I think it's about 12 minutes long. Our daughter edited the video for us because she is our expert pro when it comes to that.
That's cool.
You know how those kids are with the technology these days. They get it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've done that. And then we've done a couple little videos like cooking oven-roasted salmon using our rubs. I did some pork tenderloin this week. And then we just did a spaghetti video.
Wow.
So some easy video ideas for everybody to kind of make dinner, you know, make it easy and make it different so you're not eating the same thing every night.
The jerky on the Traeger is such a cool idea. A lot of people out there have Traegers or similar product. I mean, I cook everything on that Traeger. And like you say, if we're going to be at home anyway, something fun, something eat, like it's a cool project. I think that's such a cool idea. And the video shows, I mean, it's just not that tough. You know, I mean, it's a very doable thing.
That's just it. It was really, I mean, so easy. I can do it, let's say. It was really easy. You can use multiple flavors, so you can get a lot of variation. So you don't have you don't have 30 pounds of garlic pepper jerky. You might go stir a little stir crazy with that. So it's really nice. You can mix it up. You can do a bunch of it. You can do a little bit at a time or a lot at a time. However you want to do it.
Well, what a cool thing for right now. Something to share with family. Food, such a thing, and it's, you know, gives you a project to do for the day. I just thought it was such a great idea.
You know, the other thing I just thought of is if you need supplies or a Traeger grill, Fastlane Kayaks is closed, but by appointment they will come and take care of you. So just call the shop, talk to Ron or Deb, and they'll make an appointment with you, and they'll sell you all the Traeger supplies. They'll sell you the Traeger grill, the whole deal. So
that's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's important information for people needing supplies for their Traeger, right?
Yeah. You might not survive this if you don't have a Traeger. Yeah. Right? You might need one of those.
I need some more pellets if I keep making that jerky.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan. So throw one out. Throw one out of you have, of course, have developed these amazing spices and rubs. Throw out something that's so let's say I have a piece of tuna in the freezer that I caught last year, a piece of bluefin tuna, and I want to cook something. What are we going
to
cook?
I'll go right to probably my favorite meal that Kristen makes for us, and it's so simple. It's that piece of tuna you just described. We block it out and use our sesame and spice.
Explain block it out.
Oh, just make like rectangle blocks, that like almost like the sushi blocks you see. It's a rectangle block out of it. Cut it horizontal to the table, you know, skin side down, cut it horizontal to the table, and block it out.
Now, is there a certain grain the way that you should cut it?
That's a good question.
Well, on this, I'm just trying to block. So when you cut like sushi, you want to cut cross to the little
cross grain
to the lines that you see in the fish. But on this, I'm just trying to cut horizontal to the table, put the skin side down, cut horizontal to the table to make like a block.
You're just making it rectangle in shape.
Exactly, rectangle in shape, about an inch thick.
Well, you can do it with the steak too, so with the tuna steak.
Yeah,
yeah.
But what we use is sesame and spice. Put a little olive oil on the fish to hold the sesame and spice to the fish and sear it. Just, you know, rare as can be, just a little sear line, maybe an eighth of an inch, quarter inch. And then slice that up like, you know, like sashimi. And then what she does is she puts it over a bed of lettuce with like an oriental salad dressing on it with the sashimi, with a seared tuna on top of the salad. And then we just garnish the edge of the plate with a little bit of wasabi. It is the best meal ever. Okay. It's clean and simple and healthy. And it's probably one of my favorite meals that we do.
That's cool too, because like that's one of those start to finish, start to eating in 20 minutes kind of thing. Like you're
exactly.
It's not a mega involved process, but the product that you put out is just all time and killer. And how many of us have a steak of tuna in the freezer that we could be doing.
All you need is a little lettuce, a steak of tuna, and some sesame and spice, and you're in business.
That was one of the things, Pete. I'm glad that that's what you asked first, because that's one of the things that I know I have a bad habit of is pulling tuna out of my freezer.
Right.
Like, I we're fortunate enough being down here and fishing that we eat a lot of tuna, but usually fresh, and then, have our fishermen's processing tuna, and it's in perfect shape, but I've just never been good at pulling it out of the freezer and doing it. And that sounds like a perfect way to do that.
Yeah, and Sean taught us many, many years ago how to defrost a piece of tuna. How do you do that?
Well, that's also on a YouTube video that we did, how to defrost your fish. But the basics of it, get it out of that plastic bag that we so carefully put it in, wrap it in paper towels, and then put it on a plate with paper towels underneath it and put it in the refrigerator. Let it defrost in the refrigerator. It usually takes overnight, 24 hours. If the paper towels get saturated with liquid, that's a good thing, and you just want to replace them and put dry paper towels on it until it's fully defrosted.
It works amazing. It sucks out all that bad blood, shall we say, right?
That's a good way
to say it.
Well, the blood, the water, all the moisture, it wicks it away from the fillet and makes that fillet nice and firm.
It's pretty amazing. It's outstanding, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. I do have an important announcement for those that didn't hear, and this is very, very...
I'm turning my headphones off.
Well,
I don't want to hear this.
This is a pandemic. It's a crisis. They're trying to do the best for everybody, but San Diego Bay is closed.
Yep.
You cannot take your pleasure boat. You cannot kayak on San Diego Bay. You cannot. So basically the
it's
same
closed.
As Mission Bay. In fact, all of San Diego County, Oceanside to San Diego, for recreational boating and swimming and water contact is closed. Surfing, paddleboarding, kayaking.
Shoreline fishing.
You cannot have contact with the water. Yeah, so piers are all closed and such like that. So to prove that point, people went out this morning and they got turned back by the Harbor Patrol.
Yeah, I mean, I have some...
So don't even try.
I have some good buds that said the same thing. This is the person that I live with, and they were comfortable making their own decision, whether it was right, wrong, or indifferent. But, I said, hey, man, we're roommates together. There's no difference from us, distancing ourselves at home versus in our boat. And so they went down to the water this morning and tried to leave the bay and were stopped by a Harbor Patrol this morning, before they even made it to the bait receiver. Their boat is in the water, so they didn't need to use a launch ramp. Untied from the dock and got halfway out the bay and were stopped and said, the bay is closed. There's no recreational boating, no fishing, no nothing. Take it back, tie it back up to the dock.
Even if you're going to the ocean, just transiting.
That's what they said. We're not going to stay in the bay. We're not going to be by anybody. We're going to be out in the ocean the whole time. We'll tie back up to the dock, and we'll just be on our own. They said, absolutely not. Tie it back up.
Yeah. We don't see the point. It seems pretty ridiculous to us, but, maybe they know better than us.
Sure.
Time will tell.
It is what it is.
I mean, side of caution.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everybody has their own opinion, but the reality is that's now what the rule is, and so we got to respect it, and that's that.
Yeah, for sure. So no recreational boating, so if you're heading down to the boat right now to go fishing out of San Diego Bay, don't do it.
Yeah, I did hear from the sports barber, though, that the Dana Point launch ramp is open and busy.
It is open and busy. Okay,
yeah,
he just sent me a text from the sports barber and said... So I know they didn't do that in Orange County. So.
Yep, yeah, but San Diego County is closed 100%.
And typically, of course, it's biting, right?
It's biting.
Yeah.
there was a reason those guys were going this morning, even knowing that the rumors were that was happening last night, and those guys were going to try and sneak one out because it was biting. And,
there's a lot of tuna around.
There are.
Yeah, and that's a good news.
I mean,
that's great news. I mean, in fact, Sean, you unloaded the catch. I talked to Frank last night, Frank Lopresti, who's going to give us a call tomorrow, but they had a great catch of bluefin tuna on the way home on the Royal Claris.
Yeah, they had 30-plus bluefin the last night of their trip.
Yeah.
And then just yesterday we had 13 bluefin dropped off at our shop for processing yesterday.
No kidding.
Yeah,
wow.
Private boaters.
Local fish type thing?
Yep.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, that's good. Well,
but you know what? That fish is going to be there when we're back at it.
Yeah.
It'll be unmolested. Hopefully
it'll
be settled in and happy and, not getting run over by other boats. And, yeah, hopefully we just we shelter and we do all the things we're supposed to do, and then when they give us the go-ahead, we just run right back out and take advantage.
Get back on the boat, absolutely. As you can hear, like I said, we have a great show, and what an unbelievable prize to give away, too.
Again, you're not kidding. We're just so appreciative of Sean and Kristen coming and hanging out with us and talking fishing. And again, I just think such a perfect timed idea. You know, we're all kind of stuck at home a little bit, and we're cooking at home a lot more, and this is a perfect one. And so we want to hear from you if you want to be a part of it. Not only are you going to get hooked up on a lot of great recipes and great ideas in the kitchen, you're also going to get hooked up on a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win a brand new Anza Fish Pro Series Filet Knife and an Anza hat to go with it. This particular knife, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, this particular knife is the 10-inch Fish Pro Series.
Two. The ultimate, right?
Featured in our new video.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then this is a knife, you know, that we've talked about it at length before, but Anza basically came, you know, to Fisherman's Processing. You guys got together, I know, at Fred Hall Show, and the idea in mind was to come up with the most perfect series of knives for cutting fish, period. You know, we're not worried about the cost. We're not worried about anything else. How do we make this the ultimate fillet knife, period? And you guys put your heads together, different shapes, different styles, handles, like everything was just new on the drawing board, and you guys came up with what you feel is the greatest fillet knife in the business.
And it is. I mean, it really is a nice knife. My cutters are absolutely in love with them. They stay sharp. They hold up to our abuse, so I know they'll make it, you know, whatever you can throw at it, just a percentage
it,
of what we do to them.
So this 10-inch knife, what's the use of that?
That's for cutting, like finished trimming. I like using it for when I'm filleting, finished trimming those, like, you got the bloodline and stuff, and you're going to trim that out. Nice long cuts. Let that long, sharp 10 inches of just razor-sharp steel make a nice long cut. You'll see in the beef jerky video on YouTube that we just did, I had to trim all the fat off the outside of the meat, and it just did a heck of a job for those, you know, nice long cuts, just trimming that fat off and almost getting no meat involved, just staying right between the fat and the meat.
Nice. How do you keep these Anza fillet knives sharp?
It's not too hard. Once you got it sharp, just using a honing steel will keep it sharp for a long time. But once you need to sharpen it, you need to go to a whetstone or an oil stone, set your edge. I like about 18 degrees, and then just like I said, maintain it with a honing steel. You know, every so often, and it should perform for you. There's not a whole lot of work.
18 degrees. That's a pretty sharp angle.
Well, that high carbon steel can handle that angle.
Oh.
If you put a stainless steel knife up to that angle's so sharp that it'll just break off. You'll lose your edge. But the high carbon steel's hard enough. Well, it'll hold that 18 degree edge.
Oh. So on a stainless steel knife, how much of an edge do you put?
Like 15.
15.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like 15. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That's cool. I had no idea.
I didn't know that either.
I'm fascinated by this.
So the bigger the angle, the steeper, the sharper the knife can be.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. That Anza knife and the rug.
I was just going to say, we didn't get to the other part yet, so excited about the knife. In addition to that, also a 3-pack of those amazing FP Gourmet rubs. They're just fantastic. I rave about them all the time here on the show. And, I mean, you guys just, it seems like every time I talk to Kristen, there's like another new one that she's put together. She's like the mad scientist in the kitchen putting together all the cool rubs. And so, again, not only are we giving away that amazing Fish Pro Series knife, but also a 3-pack of those fantastic rubs. It's going to be a great show. So much cool info. So much great stuff to talk about. We want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call. 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you're going to reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And lots of great stuff coming your way. Lots of great recipes. So much cool info. We're looking forward to talking to you when we come back. We're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots more coming your way. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength lifeboat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the 2 best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, phones are absolutely packed up. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, have your chance to talk to Sean, Kristen, and your shot at winning those amazing Fish Pro Series knife, the 3-pack of rubs from FP Gourmet, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Indeed. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
Sounds good. Well, why don't we start it this morning with Bob. Bob's calling us from Newport this morning. Bob, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Thank you very much, Rick. Good morning, all.
Hi, Bob. Good morning, Bob.
I had very little experience with rubs, and so at the Fred Hall show, I bought the salmon rub along with one of your recipe cards. My wife eats a lot of salmon and she absolutely loves it, okay? So I plan to buy all of your rubs, and today it's very timely. Could you give a description of the rubs and how you suggest to maybe use them?
There's a lot of them, right?
I'm just going to say, I don't know how good my memory is anymore, so.
Oh, that might be too many, but, a few of them would be great.
Feature some of the most popular ones.
Make sure you include
there you go. Yeah. All right.
So he
can. Second question is, do you have salmon in the case? And does it make any sense to send it to, like, Newport to order it and have you send it up?
We actually don't have any salmon right now. We've got swordfish and yellowtail available that is frozen, and we can absolutely ship it there. We have steak and chicken as well that we actually have started carrying too. So one of those little pantry staples that we sort of added here for this little pandemic for people who don't want to go to a grocery store and just want to come grab something really quick in our shop.
Ship to Newport.
We can ship to Newport.
Overnight.
So it needs to be overnight so everything stays fresh, but we can do it. Just give us a call at the shop or send an email to Sean at Fisherman's Processing, and we'll take care of you.
Yeah. Great. And two final short questions. A friend has some freezer fish that's been probably 4 years old. What happens if you cook that?
I'll let Sean take this one.
We've heard lots of people. I even heard last night 7 years old from somebody. But we really don't recommend over a year. That's our official answer to that. But we hear it all the time that people are getting, you know, 2-, 3-, 4-year-old fish. As long as it looks good and sealed in the bag and it's been frozen, people are eating it. I can't officially recommend that, but I can tell you that a lot of people are doing it and the results are just fine. Use the defrost method that I put in on our YouTube channel.
With the paper towels.
With the paper towels, using the paper towels. I definitely would follow those guidelines. But, yeah, people are doing it. People are getting good results.
Thank you very much.
All right, Bob. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much.
If you had a piece that was maybe not 5 years old, but if it was a little bit longer than what you're used to, would you change the way that you prepared it? You know, instead of like a really light rub, would you do something a little more heavy to mask it, or do you just, you know, you take your time, defrost it right, cook it the way you should?
Once you've defrosted it right, I treat all my fish, doesn't matter if it's fresh or if it's frozen, the same way.
Okay.
So it's really easy just to rub it with olive oil, and you want to season your fish to your taste. So if you are salt sensitive, you're going to use a little bit less. If you like it a little heavier and stronger flavor, then add more.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Now, how about his very first question, which was the rubs? Could you guys maybe just pick out a couple of your favorites?
We don't want to give it all away right now.
But I don't want to ignore Bob's initial question.
Yeah.
No, I think he's referring to the garlic pepper because that's the postcard that we have that we used on the salmon.
Garlic pepper.
And garlic pepper is so versatile. I used it on potatoes. I made mashed potatoes the other day using the garlic pepper. It's really good on salmon. It's delicious on steak. You could do it on chicken. I did it on pork, too. So you can basically do whatever you're cooking.
Yeah.
So you don't have to just choose one. But that's
so it's universal. Steak, chicken.
It really is.
Pork, whatever.
Vegetables.
Fish, vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the
garlic pepper.
Garlic pepper. And then what's a second one that's really popular?
I like chili lime on salmon a lot.
Chili lime.
Chili lime. You know, it's really good. It's got the flavor. It's got the little bit of a lime zest and a really good quality lime that's crystallized. So when you add it to the salmon, it just kind of melts onto the salmon before you cook it.
Ooh.
And so it comes out and it's got like this just delicious kind of like a Mexican almost spice, but not exactly like the taste of Baja.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
I'm in. What about another salmon thing that I'd had once that Dal made that was really good was a blackened salmon. Do you guys do
we have the Cajun blackened as well. So okay. When you do that one, I prefer to blacken in a hot pan with some oil and some butter, and you just cook it in a hot searing pan.
Okay.
Sweet. Sounds really, really
good.
Yeah,
I'm in.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and jump on those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it.
You want to keep trying, 833-288-0973.
Roy in Wildomar is up next on Let's Talk Cook Up. Roy, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, can you hear me? Because my phone is not doing so well.
Just like my book.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Can you hear me,
Roy?
Yeah. I grew up in Orange, and my buddy's boat is in Orange. And my boat is in Dana Point. And it was kind of sad. I went down there on Thursday. And going down to Newport Beach, straight to PCH. And it was not a fun trip. Because everything was closed. All the beaches on the side and everything
Did you have a point that you wanted to make? We're all aware, fully aware of what's going on there. Did you have a point?
Yeah, and I watched two guys I went to my Embarcadero. My boat's in Embarcadero in Dana Point. And I'm sitting there, and I go in the gate, and the guy says, you may not be able to see your boat very soon. And I go, what do you mean I'm not going to see my boat very soon? Because it's day to day that they just close everything up.
Yeah, it's definitely
and all the parking lots. Yeah. I mean, all the way from Newport Beach, Crystal Cove, Emerald Bay.
We feel your pain.
We feel your pain, and we can tell you. And thanks a lot for the call, too. We appreciate that. As we told you in San Diego, as we got the notice, I think I first saw the notice at 6 o'clock last night that they closed the bay effective midnight last night in San Diego Bay. So if they can do it on short notice. This was the County of San Diego. It was an order from the County of San Diego. There was a lot of confusion about what was going on. I was like, well, who has the authority to close the harbor? Is it the Coast Guard? Is it the Port Authority? Is
the Navy,
the Navy? Yeah, who has the authority to close? Well, I guess the County of San Diego has the authority
because
they did it. So the bottom line is it's done, and I wouldn't, I mean, not saying I'm encouraging this, but I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, other counties follow suit, you know, unfortunately.
And that's not like a BS or a scare tactic. I mean, we got the word at 6 o'clock last night that it was closed, and then I got a call from my buddies this morning that were going out of the bay that were turned around. I mean, it is a real thing. It's not a scare tactic. It's not a maybe. It's not a we'll sneak out. I mean, the Harbor Patrol is in front of the mouth of the bay, and you cannot leave it. Like, it's a for real thing.
Yeah, for sure.
And trust me, I'm with you. Like, I was going to, you know, Dallas and I have my gear in the car
this
morning.
You were going to go fishing this
morning. You know, same deal. We're going to respect the things. I mean, you know, that's the person that I live with.
You guys live together.
Instead of the living room, we were going to be on the boat, you know, and we were going to do that for a couple hours, just get some sunshine and some recreation in, but it's just not meant to be. So it is closed down.
Yeah, indeed.
Roy,
thanks
for the call.
All
right, how about this time we talk to Dave? Dave's calling us from Anza this morning. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Say, Sean, I've used both your fish processing and your rubs. They're both excellent. You just mentioned one of my favorite recipes earlier. A couple nights ago, I used some of the sweet Cajun on some salmon, and oh boy, that made me look like a master chef in my own kitchen. Question I have for you is, do you see anywhere down the road that you may come up with some cooking oils? I particularly like using olive and avocado oil with a little garlic and jalapeno flavoring in it. Do you see that coming in on your product line someday?
Absolutely. I've already done some tests with some oils that we would smoke, because smoking's our thing. So some smoked olive oil, maybe some other oils that are smoked.
Smoke? Definitely, how do you smoke olive oil?
I can't give it away.
Very carefully.
But we are doing some tests with that. We just haven't launched it yet. Bottling is kind of one of the things that takes a lot of effort that we don't know everything about yet, so we're working on it. But one of the new things coming out, and it will be soon, is our pokey sauce, which will include the oil, the sesame oil, the soy sauce, and the rice vinegar, all in a bottle, ready to go, to pair up with our pokey mix kit.
Nice.
That's the one I'm so. I think the pokey mix kit was the best idea you guys have had yet. It's super easy. We all have our bags of Fisherman's Processing tuna, and now you can just, in one shot, you could buy all the dry ingredients, cube it up, dump it on your fish, but you're going to take it a step farther and have the wet ingredients to go with it.
So describe the pokey mix. How did you design that, and what do you use it for?
Well, you use it for pokey, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know,
for tuna, for yellowtail, whatever.
For tuna, for yellowtail. We've had people use salmon, but you have to be careful with the quality of the salmon that you're using.
Sure.
It's got sesame. It's got green onions. It's got some cilantro in there, a little bit of red chili flakes, as well as some seasonings. And, of course, you have to have garlic and onion. You know, you can't have pokey without garlic and onion. So you do that, and, you know, it makes it easy to make pokey. And if you want to make it a meal, you steam some rice. You put your pokey on top of the rice. You add some cucumber, maybe some avocado. If you don't like avocado, leave it out. It's all good.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
But again, like, you turn yourself into the superstar in the kitchen because you're knocking out this thing that the look is just is what's so crazy. You know, I mean, it looks as professional as you would ever find in any killer, you know, Asian fusion high end restaurant. You're making it in your own kitchen.
Unbelievable!
Like, it's really cool.
You guys have really done amazing things with that.
You know, Sean's saying that we could probably enter that poke contest that they have at the Bally High every
year.
Yeah, he's all, you know, we should enter because we'd probably win.
Yeah,
so.
Good idea. Yeah, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for our catch report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours today, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Dana Landing is open for fuel, takeout food. They have the spices and rubs, fishing tackle, clothing, and more. See them at Dana Landing right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, or check danalanding.com for more info.
Yeah, one of the few places, the only place I know you can go get tackle.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
That's
pretty much walk in and you need some tackle. They're get ready for what's coming because we know it's here.
Exactly.
Yeah. So go to Dana Landing. They're open, and go support them because they're doing the work and they're for you.
Yep, yeah, and that's the right shop for it. It's big, it's open. You can stay 6 feet away from other people.
Yep.
They have it all set up right. I mean, they're doing it the right way for sure, and we're stoked about it.
No question about it.
Hey, let's find out what's going on in the water. We got the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, boys. Good show. I'm telling you, I have no fish reports. I wonder why.
The situation down in Southern Baja is pretty much what we're dealing with too, right?
Yeah, they've closed the port down there. There's no, I shouldn't say they closed the port. There's no sport fishing charters allowed down there. The local guys, commercial guys, are going out and they're fishing. I've got a report there from Baja Bob there out of La Playita that, it's basically a ghost town down there, and not a lot of people moving around. They just, kind of go to the store, go home, and that's about it. They got some patrols around the beaches, kind of keeping people off the beach, and it's just, it's all over. Even here up in Oregon, here in Florence, where I'm at right now, they closed the port here. You can't use a launch ramp to go out, even though here at our complex, we do have a boat launch ramp here that we can use, but nothing really going on in here. Crabbing hasn't really started good yet. Of course, the fishing hasn't. Nothing going on inside the bay here. But going over these trying times with travel. We got our Loretto Rumble coming up May 3rd. And, of course, I've gotten calls on that. If it's still a go. It's not looking good, but we're holding on to see what happens maybe by the middle of April. And make a decision there. I know Alaska Airlines, anybody flying Alaska all the way till the end of May can exchange your ticket with no charges. They'll let you apply it to a future Alaska flight up to a year. I know some of the guys, and I think you, Pete, are flying out of Tijuana, Anero, Calafia.
Yeah.
As of yesterday, I haven't seen, they're not extending anything beyond the end of this month. So hold off. Don't cancel anything, because if you do, and they're not going to give you any credit for it. So you got to have to wait for them to make that decision.
You just have to wait for them to make the first move.
Yes. And basically on everything else, too, that's going on. You know, if you've got flights going to wherever you're going to go, just make sure that you call the airline and ask them, hey, what's going to happen on this date? And they say they'll tell you then, hey, if you want to cancel now, no penalties. You can put it toward a future flight, but don't do anything on your own and cancel it and then suffer the consequences later. So,
yeah, and I know the U.S. airlines have been very, very cooperative with people and very understanding and such like that about that. So, yeah, if you're on a U.S. airline, you're in good shape. But Mexican airline will remain to be seen. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard about what Volaris is doing. I know the Panamanian flight, Copa Airlines, they're basically following the U.S. Airlines policies as far as, being able to. They're extending their travel all the way up to December 31st of 2021. So
wow.
It gives you a lot of leeway there. And,
for sure.
But, it's a tough situation right now. And, we just kind of hang in there and hopefully we get this thing over and done with. But I just want to make a quick note, Pete, that yellowtail trip we went on Searcher last summer, I brought some of that fish up that Fisherman Processing had filleted and vacuum sealed. And I'll tell you, it was just as fresh as the day we caught it. Mary cooked it up last night, and it was delicious, let me tell you. And look forward. I still got some more in the freezer up here that I brought up on this trip. So
awesome.
You do a great job, man.
Yeah, Sean is the man. Yeah, no doubt about it. And Fisherman's Processing is the place. And, Cass, if somebody wants to book a trip, talk about travel, future planning, you know, into July, August, in the fall and such like that, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, of course, you know, we're standing by. Phones aren't ringing off the hook right now, unfortunately. But you can give us a call at talk about travel, talk about anything. Also, I'm still working on that Columbia Pacific Coast Lodge there at Bahia Solano. And when I get that together, I'm hoping to have it together by next week or the week after, and I'll announce that. And we can talk about that also. But you can call us at 800-593-6510 or check out the website at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Stay safe and happy and healthy there, Cass, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Thanks a lot, Cass Tours.
Thank all right. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, more catch reports, all kinds of great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
It's time, you know, what's better to talk about than tackle? And right. The best tackle to talk about is Shimano, right?
No doubt about
and,
it.
And, you know, there's bluefin tuna busting around all over the place out
right
there.
Right this second.
Right now. Right as we're sitting
here. Right now.
They're boiling out there. And what are you going to use for a bluefin tuna?
I mean, there's not a better reel than Talica. Like, you know, when it comes to being attached to Talica, I'd say the two reels that would be in my arsenal right now would be a Tranx 500 and a Talica 12. Tranx is going to offer you the best casting reel of your surface iron, your popper to a bluefin. Talica, no question, the most power, torque, still a great casting two-speed reel, but when you hook that 80 to 100 pounder, you've got the power to bring them home.
Yeah, there's no question. Smooth and just awesome power. That's what you need, two-speed power from Talica and Shimano.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing for charters or regular open party schedule. Check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. And, you know, Pete, I got to put in a plug for the app. This has been a time when things are different. A lot of people are staying at home, and I've had a couple of buds reach out that are a little on the less tech-savvy side. They're fishermen, friends of ours that I've known through long-range fishing that don't, you know, they're just on the old-school side, like to tune in the radio, but he said, you know, his car radio gets it just fine, but his home radio, not the same, and so he started listening on the app, and, you know, just...
Now they're hooked.
Now just raves about it. That's the only way to go, and he's so stoked, and he listened to the archive show, so I got to put in a plug in, man. I love that Let's Talk Hookup.
Adam does, Adam Clark does a great job with our app, posting our archives right away after the show does. So it's on our website, letstalkhookup.com. You can link right to the app right there, or just go on Google Play or App Store on an iPhone or iPad and download it. It's free. It downloads very quickly, and it's easy. It's the way to go. If you want to listen, go to Let's Talk Hookup app. Check it out.
Yeah.
For sure. Now, Sean, you have extended Fred Hall deals through the month of April for our listeners.
Yeah, we did it last weekend. You know, last weekend was supposed to be the Fred Hall show in Del Mar, and it didn't happen, so we said we'd do our specials for that weekend. We had a great response, but then afterwards, everybody was like, gosh, I know the weekend's over, but can I still get the deal? Can I get the deal? So we decided to go ahead and offer the deal for the whole month of April. Just go ahead, do our show special, pound of fish, three jerkies, three cheeses, $50. Lunch bag special, half pound of smoked fish, pack of jerky, pack of cheese, and a lunch and that cool little lunch bag for $25. We also have our 3 for $20 on our rubs, any 3 for $20, and then any 10 for $60. That was also a show special that we did. Yeah, I wanted to also let you know that for a $25 order, you can do this online. And what you do is you put in your address. If you're in the 92106, 92107, 92111, 92117, or 92110 area, you can just make an online order, and we'll deliver it to your house for free as long as it's over $25. And just put your address in the comment area and say, please deliver to this address, and we'll bring it right to your door for you.
Wow.
That's so cool, you guys.
Yeah, and you can. We want to help everybody stay at home because it's probably the safest thing to do. And then we're also doing curbside pickup. So if you don't want to, you know, risk coming into the shop, we are open. But if you don't want to risk coming in, just let us know. You can order online. You can pay online.
Can you call in and say, I want to pick it up?
You can call us. We're open 10 to 2, 7 days a week right now,
okay.
10 to 2. You can just call it in. We charge you over the phone, and you can just pull up to the curb, and we'll bring it on out to you.
How do you know when somebody's outside?
Lay on the horn.
We see him pull up. Lay on the horn. We'll hear.
Yeah,
but we can see the curb that I'm talking about is up by the front of the building.
Okay.
My crew's completely, you know, covered. Their faces covered.
That's between 10 to 2.
And their hands are covered.
So,
yep.
Wow. I think that's awesome, you guys.
Yeah,
what a great
really
idea.
A nice
cool.
service you're doing. Got listeners for sure, and take advantage of those specials.
Yeah.
So it's all online at which website?
At fpgourmet.com will get you right to our online store. Some of the items, like the smoked fish and the cheese and the jerky, you won't be able to order that online for delivery. You have to call for those, and we'll make arrangements. It is a fish product, so most of it has to be next day delivery. So pricing on next day shipments can be a little bit pricey, but the bigger the order, the more cost effective it'll be.
Yeah,
so if
yeah.
you can maybe talk to a couple neighbors and put a group order in.
Now you also have basic staples too
exactly.
at Fisherman's Processing. What's the deal on that?
Well, as a sign of the time, we saw a demand for some things that we have access to, being, you know, that we're in the food industry. We have wholesale access to rice, beans, pasta, flour, yeast. We also included some steak and chicken so people don't have to leave Point Loma. They can come straight down to us and get it. We also have frozen corn. We saw, like, frozen vegetables were hard to get. So we added all those.
Toilet paper, paper towels.
Toilet paper, yes. We have toilet paper, paper towels. we added all this to our line just, you know, for now.
So you order that online or you have to call?
You can order all that on anything that, like, the paper towels and the toilet paper – aren't available online, but if you call us, we can make arrangements.
Okay.
If you
and
go,
that's for curbside pickup or
exactly.
delivery in those particular zip codes.
So if you get online and it won't let you order something, just give us a call.
Yeah.
Just give us a call. We'll work it all out.
10 to 2, 7 days a week.
10 to 2, 7 days a week.
Wow, what a great deal.
That's awesome. Right. You guys have always been that way. You know, if you need something special, just call and you'll work it out. Your team, the whole nine, like everybody's been so accommodating since the birth of Fisherman's Processing, whether it be you need a particular assistance getting your fish cut, or now if you need some flour, whatever it is, call. You'll make it. You'll do your best to make it happen.
We included the flour. It was like last week, and say it was like last Friday or something like that. We bought 50 pounds of flour, made 10 5-pound packages. We sold it in 24 hours.
I was going to say, try going to a store right now and finding flour. It just doesn't exist. It evaporates the second it hits the shelf.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I mean, it just. But our online store is doing really well. It's really user-friendly, so go check it out, fpgourmet.com.
All right. Good job, Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, they're packed up solid. Everybody wants to talk to you guys. How about we talk to Harry? He's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Hi, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I've been using Fisherman's Processing for years and years, and I'm so delighted with the service and the product itself. I always look forward to picking up the box with all the fish in it. I happen to be one of the very lucky people that has multiple trips back to back and what have you. Is there any possibility? Your labeling is just incredibly good, the labeling the type of fish and the sushi cut and so forth. Is there any possibility that you can get into labeling them with dates? So that I can look at what I'm pulling out of my freezer by date.
Yeah, we've tried to do that in the past. What ends up happening is our same-day service becomes next-day service because it takes so long to put a date on every single bag that comes off the table. So that's a difficult thing to do. But it's really easy for you to do. You can just, when you get your fish, you can just label. Don't try to write on the fish, right above it, like above the seal. And a Sharpie marks it just fine.
Sharpie
so
works fine. That's yeah. what I do with all my fish.
So you just write it right above the seal, and it's real easy to do yourself, but it slows our process down so much that it would damage what we do best, which is same day.
I'm embarrassed to say that I just had that aha moment because I've always tried to Sharpie, right on the front of the bag, but you're right, like the condensation or whatever front that's on the bag of the fish doesn't allow the Sharpie to write. I just never – that's dumb of me to have not thought that, but you're right. I mean, you do it on the seal where there is no piece of fish. You hit it with a paper towel and it's dry, and you mark it up there.
That's it.
Yeah, I will be doing that forever now. That's a really good call.
There you go, Harry. You just solved your issue. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back into him and talk to Pedro, calling us from Pacific Beach this morning. What's up? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I just know this is not a fish question, but do you have any kind of a shrimp boil made of spikes?
Shrimp boil.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Well, we don't have a typical shrimp boil, but the Cajun blackened spice would probably be closest to what you're looking
Ooh,
for.
Oh, there you go.
So and the Cajun blackened is delicious on shrimp. I love it on shrimp.
So how would you prepare it, Kristen?
I like to sauté in a pan. So
sauté it first?
Well, no, sauté it with the rub on it. So
with the rub.
You get the shrimp all ready, get it all cleaned up and the shells all off, put it in a bowl. Put a little olive oil and kind of shake it up a little bit. If you want to use a spoon to stir it, you can.
All right.
Just cover it with a rub. Mm-hmm. I like it heavy when I'm doing shrimp.
Same. Yeah.
And then just pour it into a hot pan that's got some olive oil and some butter in it and just saute it. And the great thing about shrimp, if you don't want to cook dinner, shrimp cooks fast.
Yeah, totally.
So you don't want to overcook it. A couple minutes on one side, flip it over, and you're good to go.
Wow. So that's, again, the...
For the Cajun blackened spice.
For the Cajun blackened spice.
Mm-hmm. And also on shrimp, it's the sweet Cajun. It's your favorite, so...
Ooh.
Yeah, we do that. That one, exactly. And it's easy. Roll in, pick up a pound of shrimp, and, you peel it, throw it in, and... Like you were saying, if you want to make it as a fun appetizer to roll out for everybody, or if you just want dinner, you can cook rice. You can throw a scoop of rice in a plate and dump that over the top of it, and you've got a killer super easy. Or just make up some super easy pasta and throw it over the top, and you've got a killer dinner in minutes.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot. Good question, Pedro. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout. Arctic Grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnac and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.